Welcome to the Tech Side of Life. My name is Femi Grillaheights. Welcome to the world where tech is possible, where everything is possible. And I will be talking about Twitter and what happened to Twitter. I'll be back. And now Twitter has been going through some experimental stages. I'll say it is a good one for a brand and it's a good one for a company to try and innovate. And innovation is not a bad thing, but ensuring that your services and your products are sustainable should be one of the strong points when you're communicating those new features. 2020 was amazing, and 2019 as well. Twitter rolled out some incredible features, like number one, the voice tweets. They rolled out Fleets, which is similar to Instagram stories or status on WhatsApp or status on Facebook. Why would they want to launch Fleets? Everyone is having something similar to Fleets, so they have to innovate. But then they came up with voice tweets, a way where you can tweet audio rather than just text, a video attachment, image attachments, and you can tweet only audio. Available to only iOS users, that's those using iPhone only. I gave you the reason why they always release stuff to iOS. It's a closed community. You can monitor the progress of a development in a closed community. Twitter went ahead to start working on something similar to Clubhouse, and they call it Spaces. If you have seen Clubhouse on iOS, if you have an iPhone, you must know of Clubhouse. We have prominent people in the world that are on Clubhouse. We have Elon Musk, for example, and I think he loves Clubhouse. But why not have it somewhere else, since Clubhouse is only for iOS users? Then Twitter started working on Spaces, something that would take our minds like Clubhouse. But this time around, it will be available to not just iOS, but Android. But February 17th, 2021, Twitter announced that they are working on voice DMs. You know, note the difference. Voice tweet means I can tweet to the open, right? I can throw out stuff to the open. Everyone sees it, and I get to set privacy on who sees my tweets. That's fair, right? You can send your opinion to a group of people, just like Clubhouse. They have Spaces. And now they're having voice DMs, means that from public to controlled, now to personal, you can now send voice messages when conversing with someone in your DMs. This is really good, experimental, but for now it has been launched or tested in India, Brazil, and Japan, hoping it is going to roll out in several countries, because when people start clamoring for a feature, it gets rolled out very fast because the demand is high. Tweeting from all over the world, we need this, we need that, we need this, we need that. Some of these guys and your developers do listen, and they pick out the next features from the things that you guys complain about. It's called user experience research, and that really works well in businesses that do listen. And I believe that Twitter would release this and roll it out to more countries as the months go by. My name is Femi Grillaheights. This is TalkTech.